Hello, this is Gerard Crispin with Thought for the Day from the Bible. We're looking at Psalm 19 today under the topic, How God Speaks to Us Today. Here is Psalm 19. For the director of music, a psalm of David. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they display knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens he has pitched a tent for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming forth from his pavilion, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the comb. By them is your servant warned. In keeping them there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. How God speaks to us today. Psalm 19 shows how God reveals himself to us in verses 1 to 6, his works, creation. Verses 7 to 11, his words, revelation. Verses 12 to 13, our sinful waywardness, conviction. Verses 14, our God-given willingness, conversion. Verses 1 to 6, God's glory is declared by the heavens and skies. They speak to all people in the world, whatever language they use. Each day's dawning and dusk tell us of his constant presence. Daily the sun rises and sets, reminding us of our 24/7 and 52/365 or 366 God. Have you gazed up and thought, a creator God must have done all that? Belief in God as creator is not enough to get you to heaven. But one song says, the great creator became my saviour. That blows my mind. Almighty and all-holy God became man. He lived a sinless and perfect life, died on the cross to bear our sins and their penalty for us, rose again, ascended to heaven. He will return in majestic glory. To be with him in heaven, turn from your sins and ask Jesus to reign in your guilty and humbled heart. Verses 7 to 11 refer to God's inspired and perfect word in which the Psalms form the biggest book. The Old Testament covers from creation to before Jesus was born. The New Testament covers God's coming as a man, as Jesus, his sinless and perfect life, his teaching and miracles, how sinful men rejected him, his death on the cross for us, his miraculous resurrection, his ascension to heaven, his coming return to judge those not turning from sin to him, and taking to heaven all who trust him. God's word is perfect, trustworthy, right, enlightening, radiant, pure, everlasting, sure, righteous, very precious, and very sweet. It revives the soul and gives wisdom and joy. It warns and rewards each servant of God who keeps it. Verses 12 to 13, God has convicted David of secret faults and willful sins. He now seeks to be forgiven, free from sin's rule, to have no blame, and to be innocent of great sin. Verse 14, show how God has changed David's words, thinking, and heart to be willing. His God is now his personal rock and redeemer. Is Jesus that to you yet? God bless you.